The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
There's a couple of cool science stories. One is, have you heard about the big void in the pyramid, the Great Pyramid of Giza?
Yes, I've heard of it.
All right. So there's the Grand Gallery, which is you can, walk through this Grand Gallery that goes up to, I don't even know, I think it's the burial chamber or whatever the hell it is. And right above it is this, what they're calling a big void. It's this gigantic room in the middle of the pyramid that they didn't know was there. And they've only found it through new techniques of being able to scan the pyramid. And they can see this huge void, but they don't know what it is. And it's at an angle. It appears to be at an angle, which would mean it's another great gallery, another staircase, which would lead you into yet another void, which might be something else that we don't know what is in there. There's two of these rooms. They would, to find it, you'd have to take the pyramid apart. Here comes cool science. They're taking a blimp, a little blimp, and they're rolling it up. They're taking a teeny digital camera, high definition camera, and a teeny, teeny light, and then a blimp, and they're wrapping it around like a pole. They're going to drill a hole up into the ground, into the void. They're going to shove that blimp up, fill it with helium, and then it will take off, the light will go on, and it will survey this whole thing with high-definition camera so we don't ever have to go into it. You'll be able to see what's in it.
Plus, whatever's in there can't escape, because that's right, the more important thing.
Right?
Unless, of course, it can...
A teeny little...
Sneak out of a little drill hole.
Or it might have, maybe what's left in there is a little teeny blimp pilot.
That'd be terrible. That's the last thing you'd want in there. Would be a tiny blimp pilot.
Just waiting.
For some idiot culture to stick a blimp up there.
He's been walking around for like 5,000 years going, nobody's this stupid.
I'm saying,
like there's a blimp going to show up all of a sudden.
The worst thing would be torture, because he would be able to fly the blimp, but there'd be no hole big enough
to get
him to get it out. So he'd just be able to pilot.
He'll be bumping up against the side. I'm going to ram it really hard this time. All right. So
probably wouldn't work.
Probably wouldn't. No. But we'll see him. We'll see him. He'd be like a little Keebler elf.
Well, we all know what's going to be inside there, right? Which is nothing. There's going to be a giant bunch of nothing in there, because whatever's
Maybe
been there.
Maybe we could put Geraldo Rivera in there for some other culture to find.
It's just a collection of Geraldo Rivera selfies with his shirt off at 70. What if we find out he's not 70 and he's like 5,700?
He escaped from a little drill hole in the other pyramid. There's also this. The shield that protects the Earth from solar radiation is under attack from within. We can't prevent it, but we should prepare. This is the sub-headline that is coming from scientists all around the world. They are saying that, every 200,000 or 300,000 years, the poles shift. It's a polar shift, and north becomes south, south becomes north, and it flips. When that happens, some people say that's where the continents all broke apart at one point. But it happens about every 300,000 years. Well, it's been 780,000 years since that has happened, so we're well overdue. Scientists are now saying that polar shift is beginning to happen. And if it does, with solar winds and everything else, we could be out of all power worldwide for several months. Panic, everybody! No, don't. Just recycle. Just recycle.
Glenn Beck. Mercury.